Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back for episode number 6 of the podcast. I am so excited that you are joining me today. And today we are going to be talking about creating your big vision. So I'm going to share with you some steps that you can take to not only get closer to that big vision, but to actually figure out what your big vision for your life actually is. So I'm really excited to dig into today's topic. But before we get started, I want to remind you guys to subscribe to the podcast. I appreciate all of you that are listening, but subscribing is also going to help me grow and leaving me some reviews as well as sharing with your friends and family, because you guys know that word of mouth is the best form of advertising. But I appreciate all of you guys that have been supporting me so far, and I am just blown away with gratitude and appreciation for all of you who have been so sweet with supporting me with this new project. Okay, guys, so let's dig in. All right, so let's talk about creating your big vision. And I want to start with kind of just giving you some words of encouragement before we start walking with the actual actionable steps, but I am going to give you some in just a minute. But, you know, I am just like you guys, you know, and I have been right where you are. Most of you are really familiar with my story. If you're not, go back to episode number 1, and I share in that episode just a little bit about my family's personal journey and all of our struggles in the early days of our financial journey. But, you know, when you get to the point that most days are a struggle and that survival mode has become normal, that is not okay, you guys. That is not okay. Even though it feels so normal. So many times that it feels so normal that we don't even really realize how out of hand that it's really gotten. So I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time that you were truly excited about the future and not fearful of it? Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. When was the last time you were truly excited about the future and not fearful of it? I was so much at this point that my second and third pregnancies, I was half excited to have another child and half fearful of what I was bringing them into. And that is very sad for me. You know, we found out that we were pregnant with Melanie, our third daughter, about 4 months into our budgeting journey, and she was very unplanned. And I literally spent days crying because how could I bring another child into this financial disaster that our lives had become. And that is really sad to me, that money and financial chaos took away some of that joy of those early days of my pregnancy. And that just completely breaks my heart. And if you're feeling the same way, just know that you're not alone and that my heart breaks for you as well, which is why I do what I do and why I try to help all of you sweet ladies break free from that and take those steps that I took as well. You know, and we get to this point where we are trying to ignore that little whisper, that tells you that there is a better way. You hear it. You hear it sometimes. You hear it when you're scared to check your bank account, when you're scared to check the mailbox, when, you know, there are probably a few times that are popping up in your mind right now that little voice is whispering and telling you, there is a better way. This is not okay. This does not feel good. But you keep trying to justify it. You keep trying to tell yourself that this is normal. Every family struggles. The debt is just a part of adult life, right? That it's not supposed to be easy. And you say, it's not that bad. It's not that out of hand, you know, and maybe next month I'll start. I can't start right now because insert your excuse or reason here. I'll start next month. Or you know what? This year is just too far gone. I am just going to start the new year in January when the year is fresh. And you tell yourself that and you justify it. But it gets to the point that the whisper starts to grow louder and louder. And it gets to the point where it's not a whisper anymore. And it is a scream. And it gets to the point that it is impossible to ignore it. You guys, something has to change. Something has to change. Never-ending survival mode is not what you and your precious, precious family deserve, is it? Is that what you really want for the people that you love the most and yourself, who you love the most, who you value the most? Is that really what you want? Are you really living the abundant life that you have always dreamed of? When you were a little girl and you probably dreamed of having a family like I did, if your heart is for your family like mine is, you probably dreamed of having a family, or you dreamed of having a career. You dreamed of having a home to care for and all these adult things that we dreamt of as little girls. Are you truly living that abundant life that you always dreamed of? If your answer is no, or if your answer is kind of, sort of, you know, I dreamt of having a husband, I dreamt of having children, or I dreamt of having this career, whatever yours is, but not like this. If it's not a full, definite yes, then you are in the right place and you are in good company, so don't feel alone. But what are you supposed to do? Where do you start? You know, you're like, it's just so much. It's just so much. Where do I start? All right, I'm going to tell you where to start, and I am going to walk with you through it. If you have a journal or notebook or the notes in your phone handy, you're probably going to want to take some notes, because I'm about to give you some homework. Yes, I'm about to give you some podcast homework. So where do you start? Okay, you guys, you start with your dreams. You start with your big vision, right? Which is the title of this podcast, is creating your big vision. And you might think, well, I don't really know what that is. And chances are that if you have been in survival mode for so long, you probably can't remember the last time that you really sat down and dreamt about the future, because right now thinking about the future is scary business, because you don't know. And you, when you think about the future, you either just shut down completely and don't think about it, or it's so scary that you don't, you know, you cry through it, right? So your big vision is your dream life, all right? And we're going to work on turning that dream into a goal, all right? And not just dreaming about it, actually doing it, like we talked about back in episode 4. Not just saying that we're going to do things, actually doing them. So if you don't know what your big vision is, here is a hint. It should be big. It should be exciting. It should rekindle that fire, that zest for life that you used to have somewhere at some time before you got buried in the survival mode. It should seem a little scary. It should seem a little embarrassing to admit out loud. I get emails all the time for people who would rather private email me because they don't want to announce their dreams and their goals and their hopes and their desires on social media. They don't even want to share it in our Facebook community sometimes, because sometimes our goals seem so impossible that they're almost a little embarrassing. And that is perfect. That means that you are on the right path. If I, you know, it used to be so scary for me to admit that my goal was to be a millionaire. That is one of our goals, is to be worth over $1 million. And you're talking about two kids who, when we were kids, who I had a average GPA in college. I'm not a genius, you guys. My husband didn't go to college. And for the thought of us two regular people to aspire to be millionaires when everyone around us is nowhere near a millionaire seemed very silly, seemed impossible, seemed scary, and seemed embarrassing. And so at first we we didn't want to embrace that big vision. But now we are walking towards it, and now it is what drives us. So your big vision should be what ultimately drives you. What is your mission, and what is your calling? What is your calling in life? What is your purpose in life? What is your heart's desire? So I want you to grab your journal or open up the notes in your phone, and I want you to write down what your big vision is. If you need to hit pause for a minute, that's totally fine, or come back to it. But I want you to kind of start to figure out what your big vision is. So I'm going to help you kind of develop that a little bit, because that can seem like a little overwhelming at first. So I want you to picture this with me, okay? Close your eyes if you need to kind of, you know, weed out the distractions that might be around you. Don't close your eyes if you're driving. So picture this with me. You wake up each day full of light and full of purpose. You feel peaceful. You spend your days focusing on what matters most, not in survival mode anymore. You go to bed at night with a heart that is full and knowing that you took steps towards that big vision. You might not be there yet, but you took one or two steps towards that big vision, and you're actually working towards your goals. And you feel like you matter. You feel like what you're doing actually matters. You're not just struggling to keep your head above water anymore. That is living an abundant life. That's the life you were put on this earth to live. You weren't put here to struggle. Obviously, there are times when I believe that obstacles were put in our way to test us or to help us grow. But you don't have that purpose and that fire in your soul on accident. I don't believe that. One of my favorite quotes is that if the dream is in you, it is for you. You weren't given that dream on accident. I don't feel like I was given the desire to be a mother on accident. I was called to be those little girls' mother. I was called to be my husband's wife. I was called to help all of you ladies that I help. I was called to this work. And I believe that if that dream was given to me, that it was for me. And I don't think that it was an accident. And I don't think that we were born to live the same 80 years and call it a life. You guys have probably seen that quote. You weren't given this precious life to just survive it. You weren't given those dreams in your heart just for nothing. So let's get you out of survival mode, okay? Let's break free from that. Let's start working towards that bigger vision. So here's a little bit more homework. today, I want you to write down that big vision like we just mentioned. And I want you to make it as detailed as you can, okay? Ask yourself what it looks like. Where are you? Who is with you? What your daily schedule looks like? What do you do day to day? And what your bank account looks like. And then I want you to ask yourself, how does it feel? How will you feel when you get there? Because we all know that this isn't just a monetary thing. This is about so much more than just money. This is about so much more than just the numbers. And of course, we want a good sized bank account because we know that that brings us security and safety and peace of mind. It allows us to pay for all of the things that are in this dream, in this big vision. But most importantly, we want to feel good. We want to feel in alignment with our purpose in this life, right? So I want you to write that down. I want you, and then after you do that and you make it as detailed as possible, and this detail will probably grow over time. My big vision is a lot more detailed now than it was a couple of years ago because the closer you get to it, the easier it is to see, right? Like anything. So it is a lot more detailed now than it was when I first started. But when you get that big vision written out, I want you to close your eyes and walk around in it. Walk around in the future. Pretend like it's a movie and you're watching from, you're an outsider watching. And I want you to see yourself walking around in that big vision. And I want you to feel it. Feel it. Like you are watching the most detailed heart, just full of heart movie, okay? And bottle it up. And ideally do this every day if you can squeeze it in. I do it a lot when I first wake up or sometimes when I'm trying to fall asleep at night and I'm having trouble falling asleep. Maybe if you're struggling with the anxiety from all of your financial chaos and all of, you know, maybe you're struggling with your depression, your anxiety because of all of these things, this is a really great time to kind of close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and meditate on that big vision and walk towards it, you guys. This isn't something that we just put on the back burner and just say, well, one day I'll get there. Let's start working towards it now. Let's start taking little steps towards it every single day. You know, when you save $5 at the grocery store, you are $5 closer to that big vision, right? That's all it takes. Little tiny steps. That's it. Little by little progress adds up. Laura Casey said it best. My favorite quote. For me, that big vision, I'll give you a personal example to kind of help you lay this out. For me, my big vision is always us, my husband Daniel and I, in our house that we build, our custom home. I know exactly what it looks like. I know exactly how I want my kitchen to look. I know exactly how I want my living room to look. I know exactly how my fireplace is going to look and what kind of stone is going to be on the fireplace and what our windows are going to look like. I want a whole wall of windows and we want a huge back patio and we want an in-ground pool and we want a patio that we can entertain family and host holidays and host dinners and host birthday parties and we want a pool and we want a place where all of our family and friends can get together and enjoy themselves. And I envision my husband being retired from the water and spending every day at home with me and the girls. And I envision homeschooling our girls together. I envision what my office will look like in the future and how many people I will have on my staff, have on my team, my business team at that point, and what it will look like, what it will feel like, what our daily schedule will look like. I envision eating all three meals together, not spending half of our life away from each other like we do now with my husband's offshore job. And I know exactly what it looks like. I know exactly what it feels like. And anytime I start to get discouraged, which I do, I'm completely human. Anytime I start to feel anxious, I start to feel like it'll never happen. I remind myself to go back to that big vision. So friend, this is the beginning. This is the beginning of something big. I believe that the greatest opportunity we have is right now, right in this moment. No matter what has happened in the past, it is the past and we can't change it. But we can change the present and we can change the future. So I want you to ask yourself all of these questions and I want you to dig into that big vision. What if this message is coming to you at the exact moment in your life that you need it most? And this is your call to action. What if this is the invitation that you have been waiting for to finally start right now? Not next month, not next year, not when the kids get to a certain age, not when you finally get that raise or you finally start working that job or whatever your reason / excuse is, right now, today. What can you do? Start with your dreams, you guys. Start with your big vision. We're going to talk more about taking the steps, the in-between steps. Start at the end and work your way backwards. Start at your goal and work your way backwards. Once you get your big vision in mind, then you can start working on what do I need to do between now and then to get there. But you have to have that big vision created first. You have to know what you're working towards. You have to know your why. You have to know your motivation. You can't just see it on a piece of paper either. You have to see it and feel it and go into it with your whole heart, because we are heart driven, aren't we? We wouldn't be here together if we weren't. We are heart driven. And so we are going to live our purpose in this beautiful, amazing life, right? So do your homework, report back to me, shoot me an email, send me a DM, comment on social media and let me know that you've done it. If you are maybe a little embarrassed to share what your big vision is, that's completely fine, because remember what I said, it should be a little embarrassing. It should be a little scary, but let this be your invitation to start working towards that big vision. Create it, my friend. If the dream is in you, it is for you. All right. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Thank you again so much for joining me, hanging out with me a little bit today, and taking some time to invest in yourself. I always appreciate you guys and all of your support. Again, remember to subscribe to the podcast. That way you can never miss an episode. Leave me a review. That is what is going to help other women just like you find this podcast and help them get started on their intentional living journey as well. And don't forget to share on social media. Word of mouth is the best form of advertisement, and it helps me grow. It helps your friend and family member who is going to find this podcast grow as well. You guys, thank you so much for your support. I will talk to you guys next week.